We had another data breach out there, Tom. Capital One affected about 100 million individuals. So guess what? They're going to be facing potentially some inquiries from state's attorney generals, New York, Connecticut, Illinois, looking into this. So to get some more color, we'll welcome Sarah Merkin. Sarah's a Bloomberg Law Privacy reporter joining us on the studio line. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. Just give us a little bit of background here. What actually happened at Capital One?
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me. Capital One on Monday announced that there was unauthorized access to information, like you said, 100 million individuals in the U.S. and about 6 million in Canada. And including in that was 140,000 Social Security numbers and about 80,000 bank account numbers. So the Justice Department has actually arrested a suspect who was a former Seattle technology company software engineer, and she allegedly gained access through a misconfigured web application firewall to the information.
So we've seen more and more of these, and the real question, I guess, for a lot of individuals and consumers is, how does this keep happening? What are you hearing from Capital One and from some of these other companies in the past?
So, yeah, this is definitely the latest data breach at a major company that, you know, we've seen has exposed massive amounts of personal information. And all of these breaches are very different in nature. Capital One, you know, hasn't spoken to me directly about the breach, but as we've seen with breaches in the past few years, this can be through a vulnerability in their security system. This can be through, you know, a malicious actor getting in or an internal actor. There are many ways that these breaches happen, but we've seen more and more.
Right. Well, to your lead story, Sarah, the attorney generals of 1, 2, 3 and maybe more states are stepping in and asking the same question, which is, how do we fix this? Is there like a discrete answer, or is it a total mystery and nobody has a clue how to fix this?
I think it's a mix of both, actually. I think the state attorneys general really want to know, you know, they'll be asking what security measures the company had in place and trying to figure out how to prevent this in the future. So that's a big question right now on U.S. in the U.S. Capitol Hill as well. And I think that companies and lawmakers, regulators around the country are trying to figure out, you know, what can we do to make sure this doesn't happen again.
So, Sarah, who really has jurisdiction over these types of issues? I was a little surprised to see the states get involved. It seems like this is of the scale and scope that would require a very aggressive federal response. How does that work out?
Yeah, so the state attorneys general can use their authorities under their state consumer protection laws. So they can look into whether the company has done unfair and deceptive practices. So that's where the states come in. The federal government also can take a look at this. The CFPB can take a look, as well as regulators, other regulators as well. But I from my reporting, I've been focusing on the states.
So the sense is, have any of these companies and these that have had data breaches, have there been repercussions for them, fines, any other kind of legal ramifications?
Yeah, they definitely have. So state attorneys general have teamed up in the past. They've negotiated settlements with big companies like Uber and Equifax.
Yeah.
They will pay, or, you know, they have paid so far. And there can also be repercussions, like they have to change their data security procedures.
Okay, that's great, but it keeps happening. So I want to go back to, I read a little bit on how this occurred and all that. Basically, we can't police one smart, nefarious person who wants to steal our data, right?
Right. I wish I had the answer to that.
But the answer is, that's where we are as a society. We've invented all this fancy digital stuff. And the answer is, one bad person can go in there and figure out in any given company how to breach it.
Exactly. And that's something that I don't know if that will ever change.
Sarah, I know Capital One,
this is important. Afterthought, yeah. The other night, figured out how to get into the Seamless account. And, my new best friend is Famiglia Pizza in New York. There's a data breach.
Exactly. So, Sarah, I thought Capital One was saying, hey, we put our stuff up in the cloud and it's more secure. Wasn't that their pitch?
I do believe so. I didn't focus on that as much, but they did. Their data was stored on servers rented from Amazon Web Services.
See, yeah, that's the thing, Tom. You put this stuff up in the cloud, and who knows who has access to it? Who knows? So, we'll figure. Sarah Merkin, thank you so much. Sarah Merkin, Bloomberg Law Privacy Reporter.